Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start this meeting with the Planning Committee. We'll start off by receiving apologies for any absence.
Apologies received from Councillor Hart, Councillor Kilmurray, and District Councillor Barrett.
Thank you. No news from Councillor Buxton, so.
No.
Okay. Right, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Okay, I'll put myself forward for this straight away. Under PL 85D, I will have to leave the room and Councillor Porter will take over. That's, I have personal friendship, shall we say, with Mr. and Mrs. Davey about the veterinary surgery. Are there any other declarations?
Yeah. Mine will be PL 8517G. I live in Hale Close.
Okay. That's noted at Councillor Sherman.
Yep.
Any others? Okay. To receive that question of interest from councillors on items of the agenda. Right. To approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting on the 9th of January. Has everybody read them?
Yes.
Are they true and accurate? Any comments? Anything?
Sorry.
The Planning Committee meeting on the 9th of January, you approved the minutes. Are there any comments or issues or anything? No? Okay, so they are approved. To report back on the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting on the 9th of January.
So, should we, Chairman? You have to have a vote for approval.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise. Can we have a proposer, please? And a seconder? Thank you. That's Councillor Porter opposing, Councillor Sherwin seconding, and all in favour?
Yep, thank you.
I do apologise for that. Thank you for pointing that out, Councillor Sherwin. To report back on the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting on the 9th of January.
There were just actions to carry over some applications that where there was no time to discuss them.
Okay.
And we put in applications for all of them, and they were carried forward to the extraordinary meeting on the 24th.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, to approve the minutes of the extraordinary Planning Committee meeting on the 29th of January 2018.
Proposed.
Any observations, any comments? I'll say one proposer, Councillor Sherwin. Seconded.
I don't know if I was here. Can you confirm who was here?
Yes, you were. On the 29th, yes, you were.
Okay.
All those in favour?
Yeah.
Carried. And to report back on the minutes of the extraordinary Planning Committee meeting, the 29th of January.
Nothing to report.
Nothing to report, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Sorry? Keep it going. Right, now we have public participation. So there is 15 minutes, but 3 minutes per item. So if there's anybody from the public who would like to say anything, now is your time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've come along to say a few words about this PL 8517B, which is a proposed new house and garage at 18 Greenbank. So maybe just to summarise, this is we've been and talked about previous applications for this before. This is the fourth now, three previous ones having been rejected by both the parish and South Cowes planning. Also, the last one also went to appeal at the Secretary of State and that got dismissed as well. But it's come back for a fourth go. And really, we'd like to raise some objections from our side. Just to sort of set the scene, the proposal is to build a three-bedroom house and garage on the site of an existing double garage, which is at the back of 18 Greenbanks. At the back of 18 Greenbanks, the boundary runs along the side of our property, and the house will be right against our boundary fence. Along that boundary, we've got In our garden, we've got four protected TPO trees, and along the boundary, three of them are really close to the fence. And basically, they overhang the site, the house would, you know, it would definitely interfere with the trees. There's a big concern about that. Our objections, we've got a number of areas to raise. One of them is that this application has been submitted as a full planning application. The previous ones were all outline. We don't really believe that there's sufficient detail in this application to warrant the full. And in fact, the serious detail missing from the application that really should be there. For example, I mentioned the TPO trees. There's no arboricultural report included with the application, and that's a basic requirement when there are TPO trees affected, and these are definitely affected by the proposals. The proposed house is a unique situation in terms of it's not in line with the houses on Green Banks, it's not in line with the houses on the lawns. So it's not immediately obvious how the utilities and services will be provided, and that is something that the local list suggests is something that should be in these sort of applications. There's no assessment of daylight and sunlight. Witness that there's a two-storey house being proposed to be built right on our boundary, so it certainly affects the lighting in our garden. There are also errors in the application. For example, the form actually says it's a two-bed house when it's clearly a three-bed house. So it's just lack of attention to detail throughout, which doesn't really feel appropriate for a full planning application. So that's the first set of concerns. The second one, the trees, we've discussed this before. Nothing's changed. The new application has no, there are no major material differences, certainly not as far as the trees are concerned. And that was an area that caused the rejection in the previous applications by South Cowes. The other concern is overlooking. Obviously, there's a house being inserted at the back of the rear of a back garden here. It's going to be a much closer property to ourselves and to several of the other neighbours than anything that exists at the moment. So there's obviously overlooking concerns. They have addressed or they've looked at changes to the windows to try and address that, but we still think it remains a big concern. Also the overbearing nature of it, because it's right on our boundary, where at the moment we've just got mature trees and a clear line of sight through for quite a distance. An area that really seems to be increasing in concern to us is the whole area of traffic along Back Lane and the parking and access onto Back Lane from this driveway. So the new house, obviously the existing garage has a driveway onto Back Lane. It's rarely used, but it nonetheless is there. And that would become the primary access for this house. Back Lane essentially is, obviously, as you know, it's a busy access road for Saxon Way Industrial Estate, also the ambulance station. Big lorries up and down there all the time. We've seen over the recent year or so, perhaps, much more parking occurring along Back Lane. So on the verge, directly opposite where this access is, there's typically a row of cars during weekdays parked on the verges there, which makes the lorries have to move over just to pass along the road. Also, cars parked further along Back Lane on the junction of Green Banks. So we feel that consideration must be taken into account that we're adding a brand new primary access to a dwelling. The proposal is to add this there opposite Saxon Way and where all these parked cars are. It's only going to make things worse. It seems like an ill-conceived sort of plan. The other thing to mention perhaps is that currently the property 18 Green Banks has, you could argue, 5.5 parking spaces. It's got double garage, driveway, and then a small driveway at the front of the house. With the proposed plan going ahead, that would be reduced to just 1.5 spaces on the 18 green banks and just 2 spaces on the new dwelling. So parking around green banks at that end of the road is also, I go along there most days, you have to weave in and out of the cars. It's only going to get worse. So it just seems that there's problem upon problem with the access and traffic, which should be really considered. I think that concludes our input.
As there's any few of us here today, I'll take anybody want to take any questions or ask any questions while we're actually going through this? So suspend orders at the moment.
Just one from my chair. Mr. Dan, have you sent your extremely detailed letter of objection to South Kent? Have you shared that with the parish council?
No, so we sent that to South Cams yesterday, but we didn't share it with the parish council.
Oh. I've just shared it with you. I would, if I may, Chair, I would strongly recommend that the councillors take a look at it. Oh. It's extremely in-depth and detailed. What Mr. Durham has just given here is a tiny precedent of detail within that objection.
We did try to keep it to 3 minutes. We probably ran over.
That's okay. Would it be possible to get a copy of that letter, please?
I've just sent it to the clerk.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
How many times has this come up in the past? Then?
So, three previously, and then the appeal on the third one, and this is the fourth.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, reinstate orders. Okay. Right, now, okay, to receive any notifications of planning consultation documents. Right, we'll start on PL 8417A. There's a notification of applications to carry out tree works subject to a TPO or situated within a conservation area, location 2, The Lawns, Melbourne. Application Mr. Alan Harry, 8 The Lawns, Melbourne, dated the 9th of January. Any comments?
This gentleman has come forward before with various tree works and I understand he doesn't think that the trees should be in his garden, and he wants everyone basically removed. We talk about a parding, but if you look at the tree in next door's garden that's leparded, it's virtually dead. Chopped down to a stump, covered in ivy. So when it says tree works, it means basically felling.
Is it tree works or is it to fell?
No, it says tree works.
Tree works.
So, Chair, may I interrupt? It's just the notification and the tree works has to be specific. If he's to fell the tree, I would say fell the tree. Otherwise, it's to reduce whatever. So
this looks like some form of polity.
If it has to be very, very precise because it will break the TPO and then the owner and potential contractor will be fined.
It's on 2 sycamores as well. These 2 sycamores were reduced in size in 2003, and he's after doing exactly the same again.
It was last done in when?
2003.
No.
As it says here, these 2 sycamores were reduced in size in 2003. This request is to cut them back again to the same reduced size.
15 years ago.
The sycamores. There's no preservation of the sycamores. Is there?
The whole of the lawns is TPO'd.
Oh, it is
the
TPO'd.
The whole of the lawns is TPO'd. That's what we've got.
Okay, so are we going to be putting any comments in?
Well, I would suggest
that it's a case of comment.
If the trees officer is in agreement with this, then we're happy with it.
It's gone by us before, isn't it? Because this is
just this is just a regular out of the gap, was it 15 years or something other?
I don't think it's the same gentleman, though.
Well, That's as much as
he's moved in recently.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, the trees are going to grow regardless of how many others.
So there's no response required on this one, but if there's no objection overall, then we don't do anything. If there is an objection, we have to lodge it.
But this is just a notification, isn't
it? It's a notification, but we all have the right to lodge an objection if we want to. We have 21 days. So are we minded to take no action?
There's so many people coming forward at the moment. We seem to be locked down with these applications for tree removals and tree works.
I'm a bit mystified here because notifications are usually a notification of something that's happened or has been accepted and agreed.
Well, they haven't. This one hasn't come before.
It says no comments or supportive comments, no response required. We will automatically assume so after 21 days from the date of this notification, which was...
Who's saying that?
9th of January. So this is
gone. It's passed.
The planners are saying that. Oh, right, okay, well, it's just a notification telling
it's
us...
It's just a notification. It's
so it's not a question of voting on it or anything. No, that's fine.
Okay, next one is notification of application to carry out tree works subject to a TPO situation with conservation area location 1 and 2, Kelly's Close, Melbourne. The applicant is Miss Kennis, 1 Brookbank, Melbourne, dated 20th of December 18.
That's
gone, taken place, that's all gone, so that's...
So that's been approved.
20th of December 2018?
Yeah.
We haven't got there yet.
I should imagine that's a typo. Should have been 20th of December 2017. Somebody's wishing their life away. Next one.
Don't do it, Claire.
Notification. Refusal of planning permission to change the use of part of ground floor from A1 use retail to C3 use residential. Application Mr. and Mrs. Nicol. This was the old post office, so that's been refused. Okay, thank you. Right, notification. Update from South Cairns District Council on reserved matters application for approval of details on appearance, scale, layout and landscaping for the construction of 199 dwellings, garages, roads, footpaths, cycleways, open spaces, including strategic green buffer, children's play area and ancillary green spaces, together with the associated drainage infrastructure and other associated works in respect of outline planning permission. The application relates to a site which was not subject to an environmental statement. I won't go through the reference numbers. Location, land to the east of the New Road, Melbourne. Applicant, Robert E. Byrne, Hopkins Homes Limited.
May I ask, this is notification, it's just an update from the SCDC. What was the update?
I'm going to give you an update on the above reserved matters. Additional drawings, side and rear elevations were required from the applicant as they were missing from the planning application submission. The applicant was notified on the 29th of December 2017. The issue I raise are as follows. As shown in the planning layout drawings, various plot numbers 79, 80 and 81 are now house type 2039. However, floor plans and elevations for house type 2039 were missing from the planning application submission. So it's just an oversight. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, that will do, unless they've actually had reserved matters now approved. It's putting it back for their start date. They can't start.
Can't start until these have been approved. Item E. Permission granted for variation of condition 2, approved plans and 3, details of materials of planning permission for a front porch. Applicant Mr. Michael Chalmers, location 5, Chapman's Close, Melbourne. That's going to be approved. Item F. Notification, planning permission granted to first floor side and rear extension above existing. Applicant Mr. Michael Chalmers, location 5, Chapman's Close. Notification again of planning permission refused for the erection of a 4-bedroom dwelling and double garage. Applicant Ms. Dr. Gray Stevens, location Foxfield House, Falmer Road, Melbourne. And that was dated the 1st of February.
He'll be back.
Sorry?
He'll be back.
That was Arnie Schwarzenegger, wasn't it?
Chair, on that notification F, it's G, H, rather, get it right.
haven't got there yet, I haven't got to H yet.
G, you're talking about, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I'm wrong.
Dr. Gray.
Sorry, wrong one.
Okay, H, notification, planning permission refused for the conversion of agricultural building to single dwelling. Applicant, Mr. D.R. Stokes, location, agricultural building attached to the farm, shop, tea room, Bridgeford Farm Kennels, Barley Road, Flint Cross, Great and Little Chisel. Okay, so that's been refused.
That's the one I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
It may be prudent for the council, if they, in their gift, to write to the enforcement team at Campbell, because this absolute, this particular address is actually advertising the fact that they have a tea room, a big billboard thing at the front of the property. Working on the theory they may have had the planning application approved, so it might well be that if they are disobeying the rules, they need a little reminder not to by the enforcement team.
Can we get a letter?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, District Councillor House. Item I. Notification of application to carry out tree works subject to a tree preservation order or situated within a conservation area. Applicant Amanda Bond, location front boundary between 123 and 125 High Street, Melbourne, dated the 2nd of February 2018. So we have 21 days if we wish to make an objection to this particular one. And the location of the works, front boundary, 123 to 125 High Street, Melbourne. Proposed fell three trees on the boundary between the two bungalows as low amenity value and very overgrown.
It says front boundary.
Front boundary. It
was 123.
On the boundary between the two bungalows.
The bus stop used to be, it's the first one of the terrace of the old houses, and the second bungalow.
Is there a natural line of trees along there?
Well, this is a notification, though, isn't it? We haven't had
an
application.
No, we have got the ability, because this is on dated the 2nd of February. We have 21 days if we wish to raise any objections.
Yeah,
if we do nothing.
We must have had it before, though. I don't remember it coming before.
Don't think this one is. This is just the first notification box, isn't it? Yeah,
it's right on the high streets. Mm. There used to be a lovely white beam there, and that was cut down.
No, this is the first one in, so we have 21 days if we wish to put any council objections.
Don't know what trees they are, doesn't say this, does it?
No, doesn't say, it just says three trees. Doesn't say what.
We're not actually going to receive plans or...
No. This is an application to do TPO work, to go in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a notification, isn't it? It says here.
Yes, but we do have no comments or supportive comments, no response required. We will automatically assume so after 21 days. So we have up to 21 days if we wish to lodge.
This is the changes to the notification of tree works at South Camp. It's slightly different now.
Yeah. Slightly, it's mega different.
There you go.
Well, we have the opportunity, if we wish to make some comments or objections, we don't have to do anything positively, we just ignore it. But after 21 days, it's deemed that we have no objections. So if we have any objections...
On the other hand, if we don't... In my way of thinking, if we can't get sight of the plan or the location or anything like that, without that, it's very difficult to make a decision.
I don't know whether we'd be able to get an extension for that.
Chair, if you could just two shakes.
You're going to pull it up.
I haven't
felt it. It's just, excuse my ignorance, but is this something that's just come into being, that a notification replaces a proper application?
All the tree works now, if you want to look at any of the tree works, you have to go online. It's almost, if I separate, they won't send anything there. It's all notification of works. So it's down to the parish councils now to look, research, councillors to look online at the planning, because you've got the planning application number with this, where you have to look at that and then it'll give you all the details.
Touch it dumbing down again, is it?
It's not so much dumbing down, they're trying to catch up with the work, they can't do it all.
Yeah, yeah. In retrospect to me then, sorry to say this, but this is really another duty that our clerk seems to me they need to take this on board, that if there's one of these notifications, that we should have these plans or something downloaded for us so that we can actually physically see it when we're at a meeting.
We've had the one for this. I remember this one, Current Brookbanks. Brookbanks and Case Close. We've had that one. We've had that one before.
This is High Street, Melbourne.
This one. The bus stop is. Or was.
That one. Trying to take those three out. Mm-hmm.
There's more pictures in. I mean, they are not exactly like whoppers. They are overgrown twigs.
Yeah. There's nothing shapely about them. There's nothing attractive about them.
It's your moment of glory poaching here.
Yeah. There's nothing attractive about them. Okay. Nothing attractive about them. They were just like giant weeds.
Okay. It's a matter of principle.
Mm. I think that's something that will have to be raised at a council meeting, because if councillors are going to want to see these,
I think we've got every right to see them.
I'm confused because I think there is some confusion. Because we did see this one. Number one, Brookbanks. Notification. That looks exactly the same as this one. But we've had this one at planning before. So we must have had that one.
We had a planning before.
Brookbanks. We've had that one.
Well, this looks like the first one in.
So have they changed?
They must have changed. You said they have changed the procedure, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think if you have an issue like that going forward, if you want to raise that as an issue, then I think it has to be raised at full council and decide whether the clerk has got time to actually print these off for us.
I'm not criticising the situation.
No, I know there's no criticism going on.
Here we are, as far as I'm concerned, we're being presented with something that we haven't been aware of.
The thing is that there is.
It's critical to our ability to...
Well, these agendas do come out prior to the meeting, so we all have the opportunity to go online and look at them if we want to before the meetings. So we can observe them. So, you know, I think the ball is in our court, to be quite honest.
It's in the council's, parish council's court to do something about it.
If we know we've got to look at them.
Whether individual councillors...
I think it may be worth raising as District Councillor Howes has said, you know, the rules have changed now, the rules of engagement have changed.
Yeah.
So it may be something that's worth mentioning, but I think it's probably going to be down to us individually to take a look at these and look at them online prior to attending the meetings. Because to ask the clerk to actually start printing all this sort of stuff off on top of everything else.
Oh, absolutely. That's the point. That's the problem, isn't it? Yeah.
This goes hand in hand. Remember, right, you don't tend to get too many bunches of plans anymore. They won't send out a great huge plan. What my colleagues are finding now is that when they go and visit their parish councils, councillors are trying to look at a plan that should be on A0 and it's on A3. So it's tiny, you can't see the grounds, you can't do anything. Yeah. So the only place to look at it is online. And so therefore that's down to individual councillors to look at that themselves. Because the notification comes out, as the chair says, a week in advance. And then you can look at the code number, the application number, and you see everything you need to see. That's where I think councils are heading now.
Yeah.
It's now going completely because of the cost of printing everything.
It's more automation.
It's a huge cost to print it.
This brings us back to the fact that we're going to have a device and a screen and project it actually at the meeting itself so we can see what we're talking about. But
possibly. But I think that's something that...
Proposed 3 or 4 years ago, and what happened?
Well, we've got a screen up
there. 3 or 4 years ago, screen it's all there. It's just mind you hit Mr. Dunn.
I think to move on though.
Sorry, Chair.
Sorry,
with Tree Works, if Tree Works are going, it's definitely a different procedure now. Perhaps Tree Works could be listed separately on the agenda. Not mixed in with planning applications.
Tree works are planning.
They are planning.
I know they are planning, but if we have, if you look at A and B, that's tree works. And then we come to C, that's refusal of planning. But then we've got another tree work somewhere.
I think it's not for this meeting now. We're obviously what we've got is what we've got to deal with. If there are issues, and District Councillor House has said the rules of engagement have changed, I think what we need to do is, if you haven't would like to see a change in the way that we approach this, then raise it at a full council meeting or put it on the agenda for a full council meeting. But I think personally that this is where we should be looking online ourselves at these, because obviously Councillor House just showed me it was very clear what the issues were, and you could see them straight away. The pictures are there, so I think that's probably the best thing, so we're all informed before we come to the meetings, so we know what we're actually talking about.
I think you understood what I meant, but
No, I know what you're talking about, separating it, but I don't think it makes much difference, because it's a notification, and you'll look down the notifications before you come to the meetings anyway, don't you?
A notification that we've got to look at, though, and that we haven't already looked at.
Well,
but we should.
No, I take your point. Eventually, it'll shake down and be.
When we get used to it.
Resolve itself.
Okay, so are we saying that there's no objections to these, having looked at the pictures? I personally say there's nothing.
I think the damage has already been done to them in years past. Yes. Hasn't it?
Well, they don't look very attractive, I think, these three. I mean, they just look a mess, so I wouldn't see any objections to that. Any objections? No one wants to put a comment through? Okay, thank you. Jane, notification. Permission granted to break out and renew the floor in the central lobby and bathroom following damage from tree roots. Application Lacey GHG Limited, location Norgate's Thatch, Norgate's Lane. And that was granted. Thank you very much.
Not much choice there, was it?
No. Right. Okay, now we're moving on to PL 8517 to consider the following planning applications. A. Proposed demolish and rebuild annex to facilitate widening of existing access. Application reference. The location is 59 High Street, Melbourne. Applicant Mr. and Mrs. R. Chamberlain.
This is the Clunch cottage. It doesn't say anything about they intend to do with the rest of the building though, which is a listed building.
This is the one next to the estate agent.
The one that's got the board.
This is just widening the access.
Yes, yeah. To bring up, make a vehicle access onto the traffic light.
That's right. I'll pass those around. We've only got the one set, so if you want to have a look first.
Yeah,
we'll pass them back.
Yeah.
We've had this before. And depends what they want to do at the back.
We haven't had this one before.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Application for the same site.
It wasn't for the annex.
If I remember rightly, the previous application, I mean, colleagues around the table can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember rightly, the previous application, there was two applications on this site, one for the complete refurbishment of the listed property, and then the refurbishment of the annex, which they're opposite each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember rightly, this council's objections were that the actual drive stroke alleyway between the two is right on the lights. It is literally a car and a half, something like that, from the lights. Mm-hmm. So there's a highway safety issue as far as that's concerned. There is nowhere for people to turn around if you drove your car in, which is, I suspect, the reason why this application has come back for the widening. But I think
previous
councillors were very positive, if you like, in their response with regards to street scene and how it looks, because this is right within the curtilage of the church.
Yeah.
It's been
previous application wanted to put other buildings at the back as well.
Yeah, at the back, you couldn't see it, but this is the stuff you looked at the front. Mm-hmm. And I think that there was some issue as to the cost of how the refurbishment of the two buildings would be, so it may well be cost effective to take one down and rebuild it, make it a wider access, because then you can still get in. But unless there has been significant change to how vehicles are able to turn round at the other end of that courtyard, of that driveway.
You're going to have them reversing back out
to the main. Reversing out onto the traffic lights, which doesn't seem to be much.
Well, I can see there. I don't know if anybody wants to look at it. They've widened that entry to 3 metres, but they don't say what it currently is. It doesn't look significantly.
It doesn't look as if it's giving any. It doesn't look as if it's giving any turning circles at the back.
Well, there's quite a bit of space at the back, but whether people are capable of turning around in that space, I don't know. Well, one of the plans here at the back shows quite a lot more.
Thank you.
It shows all sorts of garden or something like that at the back.
I think actually, Chair, if I may, colleagues who did it, the actual plans themselves, whilst there's no requirement to have any kind of professional input into plans, you could also argue that there should be some requirement to put some measurements on things.
Mm.
I mean, if this is one of the applications which said we wanted to widen the driveway so we could get a vehicle and what have you, then you would thought if it was 2 point something now and it's going up to 3, then at least you would state that somewhere.
Mm.
Certainly on a plan, and I'm looking at them now and they don't seem to have.
They've stated that it's widened to 3 metres, but they don't say what it currently is. So, you know, it might be only 3 metres. You know, 3 inches or 4 inches or something like that.
So there's insufficient information for us to actually make an informed decision, effectively.
Yeah. They could easily
on top of that, we need to know how much it's been widened by, and also the point of widening it is so that vehicles can turn round. What provision have they made? Is the area they plan capable of
taking in
a car,
turning circle,
turning it round?
It wouldn't just be one car; it'd probably be 4 cars.
Well,
at least.
It would, because there's more than one dwelling in the place, isn't there? There's at least 3.
Because there is no, it doesn't look like there's anywhere for any cars to turn round, does it?
It doesn't look on that. Well,
it's just straight away back.
Yeah, well, that looks like just a big blank area with nothing on it. So what is that? Is that?
Yeah, it's got patio one side, grass the other, and gravel drive down the centre. It doesn't matter how wide it is, unless it was 8 metres wide.
Unless
it can't turn it around.
So you're going to end up with someone trying to reverse up there, or reverse out from there, which is not clever.
There's another point for my chair is the fact that you're going to have now dwellings in this location where you're going to have the usual deliveries, like the Tesco and the DHLs, and there are, of course, other delivery agencies.
Parking right on the traffic lights.
They've got the lights. Right on the lights. So this is an issue.
Okay, so are we objecting to this?
Yes.
Is the traffic the only issue of this application then?
Well, it's highway safety, isn't it, for a start, is the key issue, because District Council House has said, you know, you're going to have deliveries, you're going to have right based on the traffic lights, and there doesn't appear to be any facility to turn a car around to come out in those first.
Not only, if I may, Chair, no facility to turn it round, but as there's at least 3 dwellings in there, so there's got to be cars, availability of cars to park off-road, and that isn't spelled out.
How long have we got on this one? I believe that application's been up there for some time.
Is it smart for that one?
We've got an extension on this one, if you could.
Oh, right. I was going to say it was January. 18th of January.
No, that was the letter.
That's on the planning application outside.
Is it 15th of February?
Is it? The next day,
yes, you've written in pencil 15th of February on the side.
Yeah.
So are we on the basis of road access, closeness to traffic lights, increased traffic for deliveries, etc., are we rejecting?
Yeah.
Objecting?
Just on those three main points.
No.
And
there's no off-road parking.
Off-street parking.
Yeah. So can we
may also, if councillors would consider the street scene aspect. Street scene aspect. This is a quite an established and long-standing street scene. If you remember right, like when the houses were built at Kay's Close, there was a significant objection because of the street scene, which, you didn't work on that, particular thing, but there is significant weight to street scene, how it looks, and you are right within the curvature of the church. Mm-hmm. You can't miss the church. Mm-hmm. So I would wonder whether we would want, or you would want to, have a building demolished and then be rebuilt smaller in whatever guise, when it has the street scene as the way it is.
Mm. Although, to put a counter argument, the building is an eyesore.
Which one? Yeah. We're not talking about lane building.
The listing building is the one which is the worst condition. That's got to be refurbished and put back.
But they're both bad at the back there. But
they are both bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we seeing an objection here? Have a proposal?
Yes. Yes.
Councillor Sherwin and Councillor Porter.
Yes.
Supporting. Okay, and then we will object. All in favour?
Bye.
Councillor Porter?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, put your hand up. We're objecting on the basis of the size of the access. There's no measurements being given. We don't see any turning circles. We don't see any provisions for off-road parking, and being so close to the lights, and obviously with the church over the road as well.
Streets
and streets are.
Could I, if I said you put significant highway safety issues, perceived
significant highway safety issues.
Man of words, lovely.
Okay. Right. Now, proposed new house and garage, application, location, anything, green banks. Right, I think we need to have a little look. We can take a couple of minutes to, or a few minutes actually, if you wouldn't mind, to read through the letter. I think that would be sensible for us. Ask you a question, if you wouldn't mind. The trees on your side, which are on your fence, is the footings of this house going to be right on your boundary fence, or is there going to be any gap
within a meter?
So it's definitely. And what type of trees are these?
These are
sycamores. They are
four sycamores. Yes. So they're not tuber. They're fibrous. They're they're going to have spade roots. They're not tuber roots.
No,
so the sycamore's got.
Yeah, they're very shallow. Yes.
Yeah, very shallow.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because further on in the letter, you'll see that we actually had a problem with our drains this year, with the trees are actually coming up the toilet. Yeah, don't worry about rats coming up the toilet. We had sycamores coming up the toilet.
I've seen that film.
Yeah.
No little green men then?
No, thank goodness. Maybe green fly.
Thank you. And you submitted this yesterday, did you, to South Cowes?
Yes, we did.
The reason I raised this, Chair, and asked if your gift that the councillors here would be able to see this, mm-hmm. is that you wouldn't have seen this. And as you can see, it is extraordinarily detailed. Mm-hmm. So it's a lesson in how to write a letter of rejection.
Established the laws, aren't they?
Yes.
If councils haven't already had the ability or to be able to visit this particular site, i.e. the site of Mrs. Durham, you can see the impact that a wall of brick, whether it's got a window in it or not, is going to have on amenity. Just amenity, let alone the two piano trees. It is significant. One of the things that district council seem to really be conscious of is linear development. Mm. And so, if this was to be put at the end of Greenbanks, in the same line as the houses in Greenbanks, the chances are that it would look far more favourable, but it's not. Mm. Being shoved in the bottom of their garden where their garage space is. Mm. So therefore it comes out of the linear, and if anything it's in between one road and its next and the houses, if you like, it would sit squarely if you look at it end on.
Mm. How long have we got on this one? Two objects. Right, okay, so there goes that. Okay, so on the grounds of parking, access, tree, TPO issues, light deprivation,
bearing on
amenity. So are we objecting, or is there any objections here?
Mm-hmm.
Have I got a proposer?
Yep.
A seconder?
I would like to see access onto a... Access would be onto a byway as well. Mm. I don't like the idea of accessing or building onto byways.
Okay. So we have a proposer. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Sherman. Sure. All in favour of objection?
Mm-hmm.
Carry.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Next one, proposed demolition of existing conservatory and erection of single-storey rear extension to existing dwelling house, location 31 Greenbanks, applicant Mr. Steve Priest.
Thank you.
Conservatory and erection of a single storey rear extension to existing dwelling house. So it's footprint. Tiles are matching existing. Tiles going to pass it around.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Right, it's removing, it's basically a footprint replacement.
That That's more or less opposite the one we've been talking about. Second one here.
It's taken out of the conservatory.
Has there been any objections from the neighbours?
Have you seen anything registered?
No comment. Because looking at its location, if the neighbours haven't commented on that, then we can't be much concerned.
Council Porter, do you want to have a look? Or?
Yeah.
Might be better if you come in. Thank you. It's taking out.
All that
yeah.
is gone.
That's it. That's gone.
I mean, that's the new bit.
It's just, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't exist at the moment.
Yeah.
Existing?
No.
Existing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
existing.
Yeah.
This is the new one.
Yeah. So, I can't see any problem. Yeah. Can you? I can't see any problem
as
well. There's been no objections.
Just existing.
Yeah.
Sorry,
apologies for mine.
So that's going on in place of the conservatory.
Conservatory, yes.
So really, it's glorifying conservatory, isn't it?
You okay with that, Councillor Porter?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have no objections.
No.
Okey-dokey. No objections to that.
Especially if there haven't been any from the neighbours.
Just
currently
at the moment. Next one is D. Now this is where I need to leave the room. Change of use from hairdressing salon to veterinary surgery. Application by Mr. and Mrs. Davey. I have an interest because I am friends of the owners of the veterinary surgery. So I shall leave the room. And Councillor Porter will...
But there's vets there at the minute, isn't there? So just extending it, are there?
What you've got is you've got many cuts... hairdressers,
yeah.
And you've got the veterinary surgery next door, they're just going to convert it into an additional part of the veterinary surgery with the rationale of using the car park. So I need to leave the room.
Thank you.
Right, so we have PL 8517 D. Proposal change of use from hairdressing salon to veterinary surgeon. Application S012318 full. Location Mortlock Street, Melbourne. Applicant Mrs. Christine Davey. These are the Davies who actually have a well established business in Whittlesford and they're looking to extend their business in Melbourne area.
Did you still?
This is the building that used to be the old post office.
Mm-hmm.
No, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
If I may, Chair, this is Mortlock Street, number 5 Mortlock Street. If you
look
you have the vets on your left and the hairdressers, as was mentioned earlier.
Yes.
The application is to take over the hairdressers and make the entire two properties one.
So it's the vets already there, isn't it?
For the extension of the veterinary surgery.
Is there anything we should say?
Will there be any changes to the car parking facilities? We're not proposing to put park a commercial vehicle on them permanently or anything like that.
There's no parking restrictions there, and I haven't needed a single yellow line.
So it's pretty much seen as private road, mate.
Yeah.
Has it been adopted?
There'll be one
issue.
On-site
parking anyway.
Yeah.
They will have all of the on-site parking now.
They will, yes, yes.
Doesn't really show it, does it? Well, I mean, it's here,
yeah,
but it's...
Yes, yeah.
It'll be one business shoot using it, so
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
Which should be better.
Unless you get your credit card off of it. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. No objection.
No, no problem.
Right, so...
I propose acceptance.
We're not... Well, I suppose we are correct with the chair.
Well, we quarried without the chair.
Yeah, three, yeah.
Except?
Who? Oh, in fact, yeah.
Sorry, who proposed?
I did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Number E, proposed conversion of house to one number one bed flat and one number three bed flat.
I imagined you were supposed to.
Location, Confers, 73A High Street, Melbourne. Applicant, Mr. and Mrs. Solanke. So it's converting a house into two flats.
Is this the old, as we know, the old post office?
No.
Opposite Leach's car park?
Oh, Leach's car park. Also, I think it meant the other post office, the one down the road. The one
that's the new post office.
That we refused. Well, the new, is that a new post office? Okay, fine.
Oh, good, we've got a site map for that. Exactly where we are. I think this is going to be a
right. Yes.
It's on the high street, yes. Existing.
Yeah, here's what.
That is the old.
Little Lane.
Oh, that's the old.
Yeah.
Next to the co-op.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's Leach's car park.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, this is. Yes.
This is not what they say. It's different. Applications is 73. It's coming in 73A.
We've had this before.
Numerous occasions.
73A. So which one is that?
This is existing.
So where's 73A? That's 73.
Because this is the site map.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this is the old post office?
Yeah.
The building?
Yeah.
Barbers.
It could be 73A. They could be calling something 73A because at one stage they split the businesses and that was a post office and that was a... I don't know what they actually put in it. But it was two separate businesses at one time. Mm-hmm. That was the post office. And that was... It was originally the whole post office. Well, it wasn't. It was originally a total shop, including a post office.
Right.
It was then split into two separate businesses, and then it's now back as just nothing at all. So 73A could be that.
So it's not. They're not touching that side. They're just doing the one side.
Well that's what's not. That's not what appears. This
is existing.
Yeah.
Proposed front elevation northwest.
Yeah, look, they put an entrance door.
Put a doorway.
In there, oh no, there's one. No, that's existing. There's one there.
Yeah.
Oh, to remain as commercial. Remain as commercial. Proposed ground floor plan. Oh, so he's not going to do
no,
that?
No, he's going to do, he's going to do the elevations upstairs.
Ah, right.
So it's, there's a living accommodation above. Okay, that's what he's after. Okay.
Well, that,
first floor right. plan.
Oh, to me, this is almost a retrospective application that people have in the past been living in those premises.
See any objection? If they're going to leave those two as commercial anyway, the front.
Yeah.
It's only upstairs, isn't it?
Where are they going to park?
It does say to remain commercial.
That was our biggest comment before, wasn't it?
Okay. So I don't know the history of this.
No, it's a...
A three-bedroom flat and a one-bedroom flat.
Four flats.
Three beds, four beds. How many cars would that mean?
One bed.
Probably six, at least.
How is that a three-bedroom? How is that? Oh, I see, yes, it's above, of course. That's right.
Above there.
Yeah,
above
it. Well,
that would mean there'd be at least six people there with cars, probably, and flats.
Chair, there are a number of neighbour comments on the application itself at South Camps, which have been uploaded to their site.
It's not much difference from before, I think.
Not really, no.
Has this application been in before?
Yes. I think everyone wants to see it, so I did ask.
No, I shouldn't do.
That's right.
Yes.
They must be in sight 6-7 years ago at least. That's when it was the application to turn it into two businesses. When I think it was divided. The old post office itself, the one was a hairdresser's, if you remember rightly, on the left.
Hairdresser's, that's right.
And I think it was going to be some kind of legal thing on the right hand side. The hairdresser's has since gone up to the mall, and the building has been empty ever since. Mm-hmm. There was an application to convert the upstairs and living space, which is the low level ground floor long building you see out the mm-hmm. back. Which was the kitchen of the original property,
right.
And the upstairs living space, which is quite significant, into a number of flats. I believe that the work had already been started in
various parts of it,
throughout the whole lot, right? And planning enforcement were involved, and that's when the application was then put in to convert it all. That was subsequently turned down by South Cams, and it was also turned down at appeal at inspectors, the inspectorate. There are a monumental number of issues that were put forward by this parish council, as well as residents who were living around there, and it would appear that none of those, if you look at the design and access statement, they don't address them at all. They glaze over everything as if everything is okay.
Right.
And one of them was, access to the flats will be as usual from the high street. There is no access to the flats from the high street. It is from Little Lane, which is a road with no pavements and 6 foot wide. And one of the big issues was that people would not be able to turn round on the property once they've come off the high street and turn right onto the rear of this property. Mm-hmm. Should it be then levelled and lowered for car parking, there would be nowhere to turn round so that you could safely come out onto Little Lane to then proceed down Little Lane.
Because so you've got a highways issue as well.
Oh yeah, there was the potential for people to turn left out of the back of this property and straight out onto the high street, because that would be the quick way, but then you're going one way down a wrong way down a one-way street. There was also neighbour issues with the fact that they were concerned that vehicles would back into the houses that adjoined the rear of the hairdressers. Along that number one, three, five, seven, I think, all that little along there. It's so narrow, the swing is dangerous.
So we've actually, as a parish council, have lodged an objection in
along with significant neighbour interest last year, the appeal went through. End of the previous year.
As there doesn't appear to have been any changes to their application, so
Could I ask, Chair, if you've got the design access table there, it may well be worth having a quick peruse of that. There's at least three neighbour comments, none of them particularly supportive, none of them supportive.
And none of them have been sent to us either, which is disappointing.
Access to the proposal will remain from the pedestrian access from High Street.
That's the last thing on that, isn't it?
Pedestrian access.
If I can draw the committee's attention to obviously site and location, paragraph 2. It says it has pedestrian and vehicle access from the High Street, and this is another thing that was raised by members of the public, was that little lane is a...
footpath, public footpath.
Well, it's not, it's a road.
It's used as a road.
It's a road, but it is a road with no footpaths, and people don't even know it's a road. They think it's a footpath, which is tarmac.
It's still in this.
But it is...
County Council.
It's County Council Highway, but it is heavily used by pedestrians, so... you have the mixture there, and I think adding to what is already there might be unwise. It's close to public domain.
So it is. It's
very hide your head. The size of the
pedestrians
remain.
Flats will still remain from High Street.
Okay.
So if we've actually, as a parish council, say I wasn't, well, that's because quite a while ago, if we've still got the original objections and nothing has changed, then we can just resubmit under that, can't we?
Yeah.
The original objections.
You can.
Our objections haven't changed, they remain the same.
Yeah.
That might be sensible.
And there are three objections that I can see on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So... councillors would probably wish to have a look at those.
Well, the other point here is, which is reiterating what you've already said, is that the actual access to these flats is not from the front of the High Street, it's from the side, which adds to the danger to pedestrians using...
Chair, can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a change of use? Because it gives the impression from the design access statement that, and then it says it's residential.
No, it's only residential.
So the vacuum shop to the front, but it's commercial.
It's going to keep the two commercial units downstairs.
Right. I think that's because the rear of the shop was converted into
a flat. Objected on the basis of previous objections, and nothing was changed.
So yeah, well, they used to have the sorting, post office sorting
burnt down.
Okay. Can I have a proposer for objection or Councillor Porter, supported by Councillor Sherwin, all in favour of objecting?
Can you tell us what we're objecting to, Chair? Exactly. Our objections, sorry, not what we're objecting to, our objections.
Are for... road access, site access, there's going to be no parking facilities, no turning circles, and it's on the high road, and the access to the property is on the side, not on the main street, not in the front.
There will be insufficient parking on site to service the two, in fact.
A three bedroom and a one bedroom.
And even if you
three take cars, we
look at two cars apiece, you're still one car too many.
Yeah.
So where's it going to park?
Yeah.
Which means it has to park on the High Street. And if you remember rightly, there was one comment, I think, in one of the original applications was that it has two parking spaces out front.
That's right.
Yeah, it doesn't have parking spaces.
Those parking spaces were put in for use.
There were
postbox.
No, parking spaces belong to the house.
If I may, there is reason to. Madam Chair, the previous objections of this council are well documented in the application for the conversion of the upstairs two flats. I think it was four flats. I can't see anything that has changed. The design access statement is not comprehensive at all. In actual fact, it has a string of inaccuracies running right the way through it. And it's almost written as if it's a done deed, so to speak. We have a significant influx of new housing into this village with flats, so we can demonstrate as a village that we are meeting the housing needs surveys of South Camps and some. We do need to stress this because under the local plan we are meeting out the requirements.
Yep.
Okay. I would strongly recommend that councillors use a lot of the same objection because none of those have changed.
I know this is something we've never ever done, and I don't think it's approved of really, but could we actually comment that we'd prefer it to remain as a retail shop or retail business?
Well, the retail
it is
the same.
That's not changing.
There's no application to change the retail.
They're keeping the commercial side.
For the time being, until he's...
Well, and if I may share, the council did with regards to the other establishment further past the Dolphin Public House, which had its rejection because it was decided to remain as a commercial outlet. Mm.
Okay. Moving on. F, proposal greenhouse extension to farm shop for agricultural and retail purposes, applicant reference under location farm shop and tea rooms, Ridgefoot Farm, Kennels, Barley Road, Hayden, Royston. And this is the one that you were saying that they're actually advertising it now already, prior to?
Well, it was under the last agenda item H, notification planning permission refused for the conversion of agricultural buildings, da 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 da. And then this one is for something else to be.
Location farm shop tea rooms.
This has got drawings and things.
No drawings on this one. Well, if this was refused under H anyway.
It's H, isn't it? H was notification.
For conversion of dwelling.
Yeah.
This one is
attached to the tea shop.
For agricultural and retail purposes.
So this was refused anyway, the enforcement team?
Refused the conversion of an agricultural back to a single dwelling, which is attached to the tea room.
So it's attached to the farm shop, so...
But this is now another one to extend...
To extend the farm shop.
Farm shop.
For agricultural and retail purposes.
Retail purposes.
So they've already got the tea rooms, haven't they?
They have indeed.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's retrospective.
Potentially.
They're not telling us.
Is there any objection for this? The citing of where it is?
The sighting is right on the Barley Road junction, 505.
But it's where it's almost where that kennel, isn't it? It's right by the kennel entrance.
Yeah.
It is the kennel entrance, where the chickens keep
it. It's the chicken. It is the same one.
It's the chicken.
So you have the additional potential for traffic on that particular junction. Because that junction has already attracted several accidents in the last few years.
But looking at, well, from a personal perspective, looking at where it is and how it's sited, the only issue I would see with that would just be purely traffic. That's my own personal observation. Then I can't see any other objection.
Well, we haven't objected for any other reasons in the past when he wanted to put more chicken huts and things up. We've been happy with that.
But chickens don't have cars, do they?
Well, no, that was the reason why, because it was purely agricultural. chicken point, chicken production.
A farm shop and a tea room, it's not, I don't see it as, okay, personally I don't see it as an issue. That's up to what's on the vote, isn't it?
The tea room's existing, you see, I haven't been past there for a while, so I'm not sure.
Well, basically it's just extending it, isn't it? Making it slightly bigger. And they have got off-road parking, so it's not as if they're going to be parking on the main road. You're not going to get people parking out on the road right by the junction, are you?
Have you got plans
yet? No, there's no plan.
No.
Another outlook for it, sod his eggs.
Well, I'm happy with it.
I say I've driven down there all the time, and I don't see any issue, personally. Has anyone else just got any?
Why haven't they put in a site plan and all the rest of it? Is this because it's...
It's an extension to a farm shop for agriculture and retail purposes, so...
Or are they effectively...
So why does South Cairns refuse this one, then?
Because of there's been an awful lot of these on this site, and they've been piecemeal taking the site down and rebuilding it. And I suspect that they may have overstretched their welcome at the planning department.
If that was a single dwelling, this is just an extension to a commercial operation. It's already in
existence. Well, the other one was a conversion.
No, but it's into a single dwelling. This one is just an extension of an agricultural commercial business.
It'd be helpful to see some plans over. Mm.
Don't think we can ask for an extension to get plans, can we?
We have done. Parish Council has done. If you haven't got the information, yeah. I mean, the plans are online, to be fair.
Mm. How's the paper? It doesn't
actually say.
21 days, is it, from there?
Yeah.
Is this extension into their property? You know, into the fields or
no? If you, I think look at it. You've got the egg granary farm office on the left, and then you've got across in front of you farm shop, tea shop,
kennels behind,
kitchen, and then they've got the bit in front which looks like it's the proposed area here. It looks like 6 metres by 4.5. That's the greenhouse they're going to put on, or a conservatory onto the end of the kitchen. So
it's well within their own.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a busy area, that the traffic and so on, isn't it?
Early in the morning it is. Yeah. And late, well, usually early in the morning and late at night you do get a bit of a bottleneck down there.
The only thing I'd look at is the design access table, so where is that?
But it's behind a lot of high trees, and there's no overlooking properties.
Well, I wonder what they actually mean by retail purposes.
Well, it just means it's going to be an additional part of the agricultural business. It's either, can either be a shop. No.
Well, I mean, retail, like...
They're just extending the shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, we've got a couple of days. If we want to get more information... What's people's views? Do you want to object?
I'm just reading through the planning design access statement, Chair, just quickly.
Say a small little.
So, how long have we got on this one then?
To the 21st of February.
Right. Yeah, assessment and justification for the application proposal. This is in the DNA. Application proposes a greenhouse for the growing and sale of plants to be public to the public associated with the farm shop and the tea rooms. The greenhouse is clearly designed for this agricultural stroke horticultural purpose and is appropriate in the countryside. Its scale and appearance are sensitive to the character of the site and the wider area in accordance with policy DP 7.2b. The greenhouse has facilities linked trips by customers and avoids the need to import, produce or to sell as encouraged by policy SF-5. However, the small scale of the development and association with the farm shop is such that it will not have a detrimental impact on the vitality and
viability of the shops and the surrounding area.
What was the foot size?
6 by 4.5, and it's got pictures here of the greenhouse.
Well, one of the things that this might be a result, might result from this is that there might be employment for somebody if they're expanding their business. It could well mean there's additional employment available.
Okay, so
well, you say,
does anybody want to object to this? I can't see any objections.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so have we got a proposer to accept? Councillor Sherman, seconded. Councillor Porter, all in favour? Okay. Thank you. And the last one on the list, proposal single story. I'll have a portion of chips if you're popping out. Okay, single story rear extension, location 28 Howe Close, Melbourne. Applicant Miss Warnes. Single story rear extension. Okay. Where's the existing? And there's the proposed one on the far side.
Sorry. Can I just ask Mike where this 28 is?
It's on the power poles to the right.
They go up numerically.
They go in, yeah, one, so they go round, don't they? So. Starting with your five.
As you come up Hale Close,
I'm three.
Councillor Gatwood, as you come up at Hale Close, right to the very end, if you look to your right.
Oh, and this is Bramley Avenue then? Yeah, I see.
I think it's either sides onto
Turn
Bramley.
Right.
It's sides onto Bramley or it's the house back from it.
Backs onto Worcester Way.
So there's the proposal. So elevation. Okay. Is that in keeping?
Any objections from neighbours?
I've got no objection.
Have we seen any objections? Okay. Assistant Clerk? I didn't pick anything up from the paper. Okay. Don't see any issue with that. Just assume.
I've got no objection.
Yeah. It's within the.
Yeah, beyond the garage.
It's within the limits of what you're allowed anyway. Can I have a proposal, please?
Yeah.
I think there was second. Okay.
Alright.
All in favour? Thank you. You take your fingers out of your ears now. Okay. Right. Okay. I think there's no other issues or any AOB, anything? Okay. I think we call the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.